That's the thing about jazz.
It warms you up first, then all of a sudden shivers.
You got to hang in there a little bit.
Shh. Proffl.
Got to wait for it.
Proffl. That's who that is. Yeah, I heard that years ago, and I still love it. Hey, man, back to the... Let's do the Democrats. Oh, way to go, Joe Manchin. He's going to vote for it. Oh, it's, you know, kind of scaled down a little bit. Yay, way to go, Joe. Now all we got to do is wait for Sinema. Okay, so then we wait for Sinema. Oh, no, I don't know, you know, I don't know. Jeez, a lot of pressure here. Okay, Sinema's on board. Sinema's on board. Yay, aren't they heroes? Those are the ones, the moderates, do it again. Except you got to read the fine print, right? So what did Manchin do? Oh, he, you know, there was regulatory process to protect our environment that Biden put back in after Trump trounced on it, you know? Oh, no, that's over with now. And by the way, we need to speed up these pipelines that aren't finished and stuff. So that's why he got on. Because, mm-hmm. Oh, there's not, you know, that's great for climate change. But, oh, we're going to get the money for this climate change, that climate change. Okay, so that does help, right? Well, then Sinema, she's on. But you know what? Well, first we got to take out that $14 billion tax on those hardworking hedge funders, you know, that hard-earned money they got, right? Why should they have to pay, you know, those capital gains? You shouldn't have to pay on that. You shouldn't have to pay for other people's money that you're stealing from them. Indiscretionately. Ooh, that's a tough word, isn't it, Trump?
He's got a lot of words that are tough.
Wow, if it gets to three, it's like, you know, yesterday. Oh, I don't like the way that sounds. That makes me sound like I know a word that has three syllables in it. Because I didn't hear anything really, but...
Woman.
Maybe yesterday scares him.
Dog. Mark. Hey, follow up on that. Why... look at this. The way the situation is set up, right? You have these two people who have way too much power. We got to placate and do everything to them just to get them on board. How can two U.S. senators, now in one case, when you flip it and lean towards one's desires, then the other one has all the power. And when you go to accommodate them, then the other one has all the power. Those are the two most powerful people in government right now. Are you kidding me? It's crazy.
I got the answer.
Give me the answer, please.
You got to go local. You know that. See, and so when you got people running from different states and I mean, come on. Nobody even knows who they are. And they come in and they're like, yay, on Wisconsin. You mean UCLA? Because they're in our conference now, too, you know.
That is still
USC.
Weird.
And then there's guys in the South that want in. And it's like the.
That's weird for me right now.
America's conference. America's Big Ten Conference 20.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and that's why I say these people should all be serving in their home states and everything they do should be teleconference and we should all be able to watch it, whether it's in our state house or our local news and radio and the funding goes into that because we want to know what the hell the truth is from now on because some people can't figure it out. You know, you and I got it, right?
I like that approach, though, and you're right. I mean, you could save all those trips. We could teleconference.
Oh, man, and security? We already got security. We got Keystone. I mean, we got cops at the Capitol.
You know, the only issue with that is that everything that's said is then somehow recorded and available somewhere.
Exactly.
So that's the...
Accountability and accessibility, right? That's what people want. That's what they deserve. They do represent us, and of course they don't. And yes, people are above the law all over the place, if you haven't noticed. That's why it takes so long and why nothing will probably happen. But look what happened to Brittany Griner, right? And these guys playing it up like, wow. Dude, I've come across state lines with a hell of a lot more than what she had. She had a vial, like actually two, partial, but you know, but I know what that, they're hash oil. It's THC. It's THC. It's marijuana, okay? It's the same stuff that they're selling legally in states here, and it wasn't like a huge shipment and this big drug carrying thing. I just, the whole way the media's portrayed this, you know, no wonder that dumbass Nazi not getting into the Hall of Fame, Kurt Schilling, has to say something. You know, these guys are descendants of the slavers and the Nazis, man. Anybody that supports all that kind of, you know, this white pride nonsense, I can't wait till you crash and burn.
Hey, some other sports-related stuff on your list.
Yeah, But Brittany Griner, come on, you guys. And, yeah. and then saying that, well, she doesn't like the country. Who does? My son left. Anybody brown doesn't like this country because they're not treated equally, you dumbasses. Well,
and the discrepancy between women's professional sports and men's professional right. sports. Come on. Come on.
Yes. And she does better there, and her family does better there, except for this, right? She's being made an example of. Oh, and I do need to remember that when Catherine talked about executions, remember that, Catherine, we do allow, you know, or we do execute 41,000 of each other every year with guns, one way or another. Yeah. Some people do it to themselves. But yeah, let's get back to sports. Aaron Rodgers. Okay, folks, now do you understand what I was saying when the really good wide receivers were just like, I gotta go, man. This guy's wacko. He says, yeah, the last 2 years, man, I've been doing this down here in South America with that crazy girl. Right, fine, it's legal there, but it's not legal policy. Maybe we'll get a little love this year, which is what I was, man, if they would have traded him, we could have been here with our wide receivers and more, right?
Could have been stacked with all
these
young bucks.
You know, they need a new general manager. Here I am. I am part of Wisconsin. We do own the team. Yeah, right.
He just got extended, yeah, too. He just
decisions
got an extension
on that.
As well.
Aaron Rodgers. No, says he has his best GM. 2 years ever. Yeah, really? How'd that end up? I know that you're the only team that had the most wins and fewest losses over a 3-year span without ever winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How did it end up? You lost to San Francisco at home.
Look, man.
Yeah. You had the best receivers. Oh, yeah. You had a great year, dude. Those guys carried your ass, is what happened.
He says that experience helped him find self-love. Where he could love himself unconditionally,
wow.
And give himself self-love all the time.
Oh, he's been self-loving himself for a long time.
Like, come on.
No, I don't know if...
Look, I'm saying, like, don't tell me you didn't love yourself up, Aaron Rodgers, all the time. Come on. You think you're, like, the greatest thing in the world. You already had plenty of self-love going on before this. But now it's, like, this enlightened self-love, and then he can love other people. Well, maybe he could love... The transition to Jordan Love next.
Oh, maybe he could love taking some of his money and helping people that need it. Oh, there's a little love for you.
He used to do more of that,
too. Hey, there's a lot of people do that. My favorite, Warwick Dunn, built over like 100 homes for single mothers because that's what he came from. Lots of kids, you know.
Rodgers used to do more of that, like on a bunch of levels.
Yep.
And then in the last couple of years, it's all been about strategic moves for him, about helps, whatever helps him out.
Yeah, and by the way, Brett Favre did the same thing, getting popped, taking money, and having it allocated to who he wanted it to instead of to these organizations that were far more deserving, right? Hey, tune in next week.
We got 3 minutes here.
I could talk really slow like Trump.
That's 30.
Oh.
That's 3.
Well, thanks for the education.
When
man.
I put
but,
the
you know,
up,
it's a little blurry easy. Over here on this side, man. go blue, man. You know, Michigan, too. Did you see? They're getting all these stud college players coming to them. 5 stars and 4 stars. And that usually does, 5-star? That means, like, the guy could probably almost go to the NFL.
Is Harbaugh giving out, like, free khakis or what?
I don't know. Michigan State, too, in basketball. Izzo's just like, I don't believe this. Michigan rocks, man. Michigan, it's legal. I could do that on my own time. You can't do it on ESPN or Big Ten Network, dude. Come on. We told you that. Anyway. You see how I got through the week, right? Yeah, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Don't forget that. Right. Jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton. Check it out. I know there's a lot of bands in this area, and you're supposed to support local. I told you it's all local, dude. You should have a show called that.
Let me think about that.
Okay.
I'll work on some.
So I don't know if I had anything else on here about sports, because I just, I try not to get too much into it. But it was weird, they talk about all the Cubs that were going to be traded, and then they did the smart thing. They didn't trade it. I mean, that Brewer trade, that'll work out, huh? Got rid of Hater had one bad month. Get out of here.
Everybody wants to get
Well, when
of
he
haters.
Was a homophobe and everything, they didn't have issues with that. Just don't, hey, you're not supposed to say that. It's kind of like that. You just think it, you don't say it, right? Mm. I don't feel sorry for any of these clowns.
No.
They're making lots of money. You don't even have to finish first. And the teams that win just go out and buy and load up. See all the trades. Oh, my God, San Diego. What a heist that was.
Yeah, the baseball trade deadline goes crazy.
I've never seen a trade for, like, Soto and Josh Bell, two guys, you know, batting over 300, power, both, you know, veterans and superstars, okay, for what they got back.
How do you feel about saving money? How do you feel about these Guardian things guys are wearing on their heads for football training camp? You like those?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? It looks funny. The funniest thing my brother and I were talking about was they're completely unbranded. For a league that has, like, a $1 million league, they don't even put the team logo on it. They're just wearing something over their helmet covering the logo for all these things. It's weird. The players hate it, but it's
sports to, just like flags, man. Weird. They're meant to divide us, okay? Colors, all these rags we wear. Anyway, tune in next week. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and what, 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. Ka-ka! See you next week.